Repo Man stars Emilio Estevez and Harry Dean Stanton. They work for a company that repossess cars and are searching for one particular vehicle with a high bounty that contains radioactive material in the boot that might be of extraterrestrial origin. Repo Man is directed by Alex Cox, who has a particularly special place in the history of cult cinema. He's British, but attended UCLA, and Repo Man is his debut movie. He went on to direct several other cult films, including Sid and Nancy, but in Britain, he's also known as the presenter of a BBC television series called Movie Drone, where he would introduce the screening of a different cult film every week. It was on Movie Drone that I would first see films such as Performance, Trances, Vamp, Assault on Precinct 13, among many, many others, as well as numerous then obscure spaghetti westerns such as Face to Face and Bullet for the General. Cox is a scholar of the Italian western and has written books on the subject. So, throughout his career, he's been instrumental in shaping the public knowledge of cult cinemas, as well as contributing to that history through his own movies. Repo Man really signals its cult status, which can be the sign of an unconfident or self-consciously wacky film. But here, the sense of self-awareness really works because of how off-the-wall, funny and authentic it is. Now, this sense of authenticity is difficult to pull off when a film is self-aware. But here it works because there's a pleasing lack of slickness to the aesthetic and an almost freewheeling approach to the development of the story. One of the ways this self-awareness manifests itself is in the film's blend of genres. One of the central motifs is of a mysterious glowing cargo in the boot of a car containing extraterrestrial matter, and it's shot to resemble the briefcase in Kiss Me Deadly, which incidentally was the last film to be introduced by Cox on Movie Drone before the series was taken over by Mark Cousins. And this glowing cargo motif would also reoccur 10 years later in Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. The cast is very eclectic and includes Vanetta McGee, who had appeared as the widow in the 1968 Sergio Corbucci spaghetti western The Great Silence, of which Cox is a huge aficionado, and which was another that had appeared on Movie Drone. Like a lot of the films released around the end of the 70s and early 1980s, such as The Warriors and Castellari's Bronx Warrior films, it uses the idea and iconography of punk as a synonym for the collapse of civilization and the beginning of the end of times. But Repo Man is a far more natural punk film, and it might even be the definitive punk movie, with its overall irreverence and its funny social commentary, including in the background of shots where you can see products labelled simply as beer or food. Unlike many other cult filmmakers, Cox never did break out of the cult margins. After Repo Man, he made Sid and Nancy, which is probably his most notable and highly regarded film. After that, he made a few interesting films that were mostly financial flops, such as Straight to Hell, which was a spaghetti western pastiche starring an eclectic cast of rock stars like Joe Strummer and the Pogues, amongst others. He made Walker in 1987, that again had western pretensions, and a film that showed Cox's left-wing sympathies by being set in South America and clearly commenting on American foreign policy in the region in the 1980s. After that, he was attached to The Running Man and Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, but they didn't come off. And since then, he has concentrated on very low-budget films, including The Searchers 2.0, which cost about $100,000. And within this later career, he also made Repo Chick, which is not a sequel, but shares some of the same themes as Repo Man, and is most notable for being shot entirely on a green screen. These later films can be difficult to get hold of, and I was very lucky in that they were screened on the BBC, but only once, and not for a long time. I think the last time they were on television was probably about 10 years ago. The Blu-ray release from Eureka of Repo Man is really excellent. And like in every other of my cult film microcasts, I urge you to check out the film if you haven't seen it for a while or if you haven't seen it at all. Repo Man is another of the great anti-establishment and anti-authoritarian films, and in my eyes remains as good and as irreverent as ever. Thank you. The Newton Talks Cult Film Microcast will return.